There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
So I don't know about you all, but my allergies have been acting up recently. Mine and Ember's. Pretty much the second I step outside, it's runny nose, puffy eyes, the whole nine yards. But thanks to my Homedics air purifier, the symptoms are gone as soon as I am back home. Homedics total clean air filtration system and UVC light removes up to 99.9% of airborne allergens like pollen, pet dander, smoke, and mold. It keeps me breathing easy all year round, even during allergy season.
Whether you're dealing with allergies or you're just looking to keep your family safe, we've got good news. Right now, if you go to homemedics.com/chatty and use promo code chatty, you'll receive a free replacement filter with the purchase of your air purifier up to a $99 value. And make sure you add the replacement filter to your cart or else the promo code doesn't work. So again, you can get a free replacement filter when you go to homedics.com/chatty and use promo code chatty, Homedics.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
And we're back at it again.
Yeah, what's up with you?
What is up with me? Well, hello, broads, first and foremost. Hi. I'm like trying to think of an organic intro. You know, I don't think it's ever going to work for me. Am I a radio host? I'm a radio host.
Must
I'm just like,
acknowledge.
Whoa. Welcome back, broads. It's a Thursday morning and we're here in the stew. What is up with me? This weekend I went back to my mom's house and... I was just me and Ember. Evan, like I've said in the last episode, Evan's been working the 7 days a week business. And so I went with Ember down to my mom's place and I saw my grandma, who's in her 90s. And she came over and, you know, because of like the pandemic and everything, we weren't able to see her for a long time frequently. Yeah. So she ended up, you know, she got all of her shots and her booster, and then she ended up getting COVID somewhat recently and was okay, thank goodness. So now we can see her again, which has been so nice. So we're like in close quarters now, not just like across the street shouting at each other. Yeah. But I could not believe Becca.
What?
She came over and my sister was doing her nails for her. It was so cute. And we started to talk about like my boppy who passed away a while ago. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about like, oh, do you have like anything of boppy's? Like I really would love, especially with Ember feeling so connected to him. Like I would really love, you know, if he used to wear these like thin leather ties that were like so iconic that I remember he'd have his suit and always he'd like 17 different colors of these thin leather ties.
Cool.
And then this like sick pinky ring. I'm like, do you still have Boppy's pinky ring? My Nana, a week after my grandfather passed away, when I say got rid of everything of everything.
Clean after my own heart.
Just cleansed. I was like, Nana, I'm like, I was young. I guess I wasn't too young, but I was in college and kind of doing my thing. And I guess I hadn't been asking about, you know, hey, can I have this of Boppy's? And she's like, well, no one really asked. And I know Walter and he would have just wanted a clean house. So I just got rid of everything.
That's really soon.
Like so soon.
Wait, how did he die? Was he on his way out?
He got cancer.
Okay.
A few times. And then he was on hospice for a while.
She had his boxes packed up by the door.
I mean, I was like, Nana, what in God's name? Like, straight up, everything's gone?
Oh. I'm like, she was really like, sorry, I don't have anything.
She's like, Boppy would have wanted other people to have it who need it. And so she just gave it away to everybody, which, like, you know, it's
thin
great.
Leather ties are in a landfill somewhere.
I know. I'm like, I know that you were wanting to, you know, give things away, but also I know that no one wanted those thin leather ties because those were not in style and I would have been wearing them like every day.
Wow, that sucks.
So I was like, Nana, can you do me a favor and can we put aside some of your things?
Yeah, she's like, I'm already cleaning house actually with my stuff. I've given away 3/4 of it. Sorry.
Oh, I mean, that's what the conversation led to. She was like, no. Like, when I die, because, you know, I've told you one-on-one that she's like very
she's
much
ready.
At peace and she feels ready. And she's like, oh no, when I die, like, just the memories are good. You don't need any of my things. And I'm like, but I would like to, like, you know, have one of your necklaces as a remembrance. And she's like, no. I'm like, Nana.
It's like all going to her secret family. She's like, no.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, who are you giving this to? I'm like, you got a boyfriend, Nana.
Exactly. She's just leaving everything
to him. Do you got a boyfriend? I think she might.
That is so...
She always talks about how all the guys hit on her still.
That is so funny.
I'm like, oh my God.
But, okay, here's the thing I will say, though. Good for her because, you know, there... I had to deal with it. With some like great aunts or something. Some people, when they die, they leave their shit a mess. And then you have to go through their house and all of the family has to do the painstaking work of deciding to throw out all their crap, which is traumatic.
Yeah, that's true. That's really difficult and then, emotional.
Not to mention, oh man, one of my, some extent, I don't even know what family member died that my mom and grandma had to go through, and we were just kids, so we were along for the ride. You know, one of those people where there's like closets, you know, and they've got like 4 different Easter Bunny figurines still in the package that are all the same thing.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh my God.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What do we do with all of this crap?
And
it's
like
a
you
nightmare.
Said, too, it's emotional because you're grieving with the loss, and
sure.
Then you're having to go through everything and make those decisions.
And you're like, what was really important to them? Because clearly, right. Since they have 2 drawers full of paper clips exclusively, right. Everything was important to them.
That's going
to
be me when I pass, like having to just go through piles of shit. Sorry. No, my Nana, it's the most opposite. When you walk into this woman's house, it is sterile. You could
yes.
lick any surface.
Yes.
It is so clean. And this is the woman who, like, you know, for... any sort of, you know, Christmas or birthday when she writes you a little check,
uh-huh.
I get called within 24 hours.
Have you cashed it?
Yes.
Are you going to cash
it? She keeps her books.
Right.
She used to be an accountant.
Uh-huh.
So her book, like she keeps her books just organized. She's in her mid 90s. She still does the accounting for my family's company.
Wow.
A legend.
Wow.
But also... I'm always like, so sorry, Nana. I must be letting you down on a regular basis because I'm the opposite.
That check's going to sit in the drawer for the next 7 to 8 months or probably longer. And then you're like, oh, it's expired.
That's what's happened before uh-huh. where I'm like having to make the call. I'm like, Nana, I'm so sorry, but uh-huh. do you mind writing another one? And she's just like, oh, Jessica.
So stressful.
Just the ticks. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, my God. This weekend
yeah.
you were... alone, yes. You were having to do the single parenting mode.
Yeah, it was super chill. It was super chill. We just, yeah, we didn't, it was actually, everything usually goes smoothly when Gray's gone. I mean, granted, the difference is that I have to be in like, I'm like in hyperdrive all day, but it's good because it forces me to be in hyperdrive. So I'm like, wake up, we do this. While the kids are eating breakfast, I'm washing the dishes. Then while they're outside of the backyard, I'm folding the laundry and putting it away. And then while they're like, come back inside, I'm like, just like,
right.
But then everything's like no one's fucking it up because I am just going perfectly in their path, like cleaning everything and organizing everything. And then they go to bed and the house is like perfect. And I'm just like, ah. And then I just quietly read my book and I go to bed at like 9:30 and I love it.
That is nice.
It's great for a few days. I would not like it any longer than that because then I miss him. The kids miss. Oh my God. It actually was so sad because Ruth like wakes up in the middle of the night. And she's like, Daddy, Daddy. And that's sad. It's really depressing. So I always tell him that. I'm like,
I've heard the boys talk where Grayston talks about like how, you know, if he's gone, then they, you know, they're crying and they miss him. And my, hear me out. Ember adores Evan, but Ember is a girl's girl. Like she lived first and foremost as a girl's girl. She loves her mama. She loves dad. She loves when we're all together.
Yeah.
But she trolls the shit out of him. Uh-huh. So like when he's not there, she'll be like, I miss dad. Is he working? I'm like, yeah. But then the second that man comes home, she does not give him the welcome that he wants. Like she makes him pay. And she's just like, I had a great, like he literally will walk in and she'll be like, I loved having girls time.
And Evan's just being defeated. Gone.
I'm just like, Evan, like you can't take it personally. It's just her whole MO. It's not personal. And Evan will just be devastated.
He's probably so hurt.
Oh, he's so sad. And then especially when he has one-on-one time with her, he like goes like hard. He just makes sure that they just have the best time. He's so attentive with her. And so then when he's gone, he's like, oh, does she miss me so much? And he walks in and she's just like, Mom and I had the best time. And he's just devastated.
It's so funny. I was listening to their last podcast and he was talking about like, he's like, yeah, I just, you know, I could get better at like not trying to entertain her all the time. Mm-hmm. And now you're saying that. I'm like, well, that makes sense. Poor man feels so guilty probably. And he's like, Dad, you're not playing with me.
Oh,
probably. And you're always gone. And he's probably just crumbled.
Oh, she loves to watch him just get devastated. It's so bad. And he'll just feel horrible because he wants nothing more than to like be the best parent and he just adores her and she adores him. But they've got this funny dynamic where she in her little Scorpio energy is like, I will watch a man suffer.
Wow.
It's quite powerful.
Speaking of suffering, so with my seedlings, my plants that I've planted, I accounted for the birds, the rabbit, the cats, everything. And what I did not account for is my bitch of a 3-year-old who came through. She had already plucked out one or two of the seedlings. And I was like, please don't. Like, it kills them. Like,
no.
Please don't. She went through the other day. Pluck, 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 pluck. And I know young children have terrible impulse control. Like, they cannot help
themselves.
Yes, of
course. She's like, I see this little thing coming out of the ground and I must pluck.
I'm not supposed to. And I have to just rip it out. I really don't get that upset, but I got so enraged. I got so enraged. Do you know what I did?
What?
You had actually given me this parenting tip, this bad parenting tip before, but I thought of you and I immediately started fake crying. I started fake like weeping, which I actually did feel like crying. It wasn't that fake. So I was like, because I needed her to understand my emotion because
right.
I was, but I was going to yell at her. So instead I started fake weeping and I go, you killed them. Like, you killed my plants. She starts crying. She goes,
dude.
I'm so sorry. I'm so, so sorry. And then I felt bad. But then when I stopped, she saw that I was feeling better. She didn't even have real tears coming out. I was fake crying.
And then she
and then
fake
I realized
cried.
She was fake crying. I'm so sorry. Back to me.
It backfired.
I mean, I think she really was concerned. But what was strange and a bit concerning to me was that she then started fake crying to like express how sorry she was to me.
Right. She was like mirroring you a little bit.
Yeah. Or she was just like, I'm so sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry. And then she was crying. And then she saw I felt better. And then she was like, and then there was no tears. That's strange.
That's pretty intense.
We have some intense. I'm like, I'm not doing that again.
By the way, for the record, I do want to say when I've talked to you about the crying, I don't want
Jess does this every day to Ember.
I fake cried. No. I was saying I've never faked cried, but I literally like I will when I get angry.
Oh, never mind then.
Sorry. Oh no, but I'm saying when I get angry, I will cry.
Oh yeah,
and I've noticed then that's when Ember
she
will
responds.
Respond. And I'm like, oh my God, it got through. And then I realize, I'm like, oh my God, this is not good parenting. Like, I can't do that shit. No. You know, and so then I'm like trying. Because when I get mad, I don't yell. I start to cry.
Right.
And I feel super overwhelmed.
I'm frustrated. Yeah.
That's when I cry. And so we've had these situations before where all of a sudden I can't get through to her or yes. I'm so frustrated and I start crying. And then all of a sudden, because she's very sensitive, she starts bawling.
Yeah.
And then she changes.
Right.
Versus when I'm like, you know,
right.
talking like,
right.
That's when I see the shift. Now, granted, long term, this is not good.
And you're not manipulating. It's not like you're manipulating her and being like crying on purpose so that Ember will feel bad or anything like that.
No, of course not. But.
It's a human moment.
I started to realize that I was like, oh my God, when I've cried in front of her because I'm upset with her.
Yeah.
Then the guilt that she takes on
yeah.
is long.
Yeah.
Like that's the shit that all of a sudden she'll bring up like 6 months later. Like, remember when I did that and you cried and it like has affected her? And I'm like, dude, this is the type of shit that stays with her. And then we're going to have to talk about in therapy later. And so I'm like, I had to then really reevaluate that. I'm like, okay, you have to control the tears when you're frustrated and just maybe walk into the bathroom for a second, cry it out, and then come back to
Wait,
her.
Let's take a quick break, and then I want to talk more about this. I want to unpack this a little more.
Okay.
But we have to talk about our sponsors real quick. Then I want to finish this conversation out before we have a really fun chat with Kate Casey, who's we're going to talk all about pop culture news.
Yes,
with
all the news.
So we're pivoting in a minute.
Okay, broads. Los Angeles was on fire last week. Okay, not literally, but I'm talking about the temperature. All week we were just sitting like right below 100 degrees.
Oh yeah, it was really hot.
It was so hot. But listen, when it's that hot, the last thing anyone wants to do is plan an elaborate dinner and then spend an hour or more preparing it, dripping sweat, right? No way, baby. The best way to stay eating good when it's hot or anytime really is with a little bit of help from Green Chef.
So maybe you've used Green Chef before. Maybe this is your first time hearing about it. Maybe you've heard about it from everyone and their mother. But either way, here's a reminder on how the service works. Each week, Green Chef offers 24 ever-changing recipes that are legitimately restaurant quality. And they're made using fresh produce, premium organic ingredients, and you get to browse the menu and see what looks good to you, and then Green Chef delivers exactly what you need to make the recipe. And the ingredients will be pre-portioned and partially prepared. All you have to do is follow the recipe card that's included in the package, and in less time than it takes to order takeout, you will have a healthy, delicious meal ready to eat.
And you may have heard us talk before about HelloFresh. So just to set the record straight, we love them both because they sit under the same company. So you can expect the same convenience and quality from both, just with different menu focuses and meal options. My favorite meal that I've had from Green Chef lately is the Baja cauliflower bowls.
Yeah.
Literally amazing. Okay, ready in 30 minutes, unbelievably delicious, and hardly any cleanup afterward.
Go to greenchef.com/chatty130 and use code chatty130 to get $130 off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/chatty130 to get $130 off plus free shipping.
So family planning can be a complicated, complex subject for anyone. What you think you want today may not be what you want in a year, even in a month. But no matter what you think your future family might look like, the most important thing is that you have all the information you need to plan for any situation, because when you know more, you can make better decisions for your body, your health, and your future.
In the past, getting insight into your fertility health would have required a visit to your doctor's office and hundreds or even over $1,000. But now Modern Fertility has made it so much easier with their at-home fertility test. All it takes is a simple finger prick, and when you're done, you mail it back with the prepaid label. Within 10 days, you're going to have your personalized results. And these are like legitimate results, too.
Oh, yeah. The test gives you so much information and insight. You'll find out everything from how many eggs you have to what your hormone levels are. And you even have the option to speak with a fertility nurse to review your results and options for next steps if you want.
If you want kids now, never, or maybe someday in the future, Modern Fertility can help you feel prepared to make the best decision for you and your family.
Right now, Modern Fertility is offering our listeners $20 off the test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. So that means your test will cost $139 instead of the several hundred or even $1,000+ it could cost at a doctor's office. So get 20% off your fertility test when you go to modernfertility.com/chatty. That's modernfertility.com/chatty. Okay, I wanted to talk about it more because I know someone who now gets kind of triggered when even like someone is crying during an argument or something because they feel like the person's manipulating them, and it's because they felt really responsible for their mom's, like, I guess, like, upsetting her as a kid.
1,000%.
But then I'm like, I don't know, like, is the solution to, it feels like a catch-22 because it doesn't seem like, I feel like sometimes my parents hid emotions they were experiencing, maybe to not upset us or whatever. And then as an adult, I felt kind of totally out of touch with like the reality of how, like the spectrum of feelings that people can feel in certain situations, and made me feel even weird sometimes for reacting emotionally to situations. So I'm like, where's the middle ground? Because at the same time, it's like, if you're mad or if you're upset, as long as you're not taking out on it out on that person. And I struggle with this too, because I'm like, I also see my children being very affected by seeing me upset, seeing Ruth wanting to make me feel better.
Yes.
When I'm crying.
And that is something that I really struggle with, like personally, for my own shame as a parent, that I try to figure out, which is exactly what I'm talking about with like this crying thing. It's like when I'm crying.
Right.
When I've cried in front of Ember, it's because I'm genuinely frustrated.
Right.
And it just comes pouring out. Or then when I get angry, like, and then I see the effects on that, and that like really fucks with me because I'm like, I don't want to damage her in these ways. But I totally hear what you're saying too. As far as like when you have parents, because my parents were that way too, where they hid everything behind closed doors, like any emotion. Mm-hmm. And then that isn't, I don't think, healthy either.
And I also feel like it's, at the same time, it's tricky because it's also normal to be affected by someone crying in front of you, to be like, holy shit. Yeah. We feel it all the time in our relationships where you go, holy shit, oh, I hurt you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, fuck. And that stays with you because you're like, oh, I don't want to make, I don't want to be contributing to you feeling an intense emotion.
Right. And then the flip side, you're like, I need to make sure that my child feels safe. Like, you know, yeah. Like mom is affected and frustrated with something that's happening.
Right.
And then that's okay. But also, like, especially when you're dealing with like younger children, like, where's the balance with that?
Well, I think bottom line, I don't feel like, it's not like you're ever putting that on her. Like, you're making me cry. I think that's what like some people have done in the past or do now. You know, it's like,
yeah,
you made me sad, you made me cry, then that's making it someone responsible for your emotions. But like, I don't know, like, what I, yeah, I don't know. I listened to a podcast lately where someone was worried about, it was a Janet Lansbury podcast where someone wrote in and they were saying they were worried because their child, basically they came from an upbringing where they had to make everything right for their parent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were witnessing their child, like, trying to fix them when they were upset.
Yes.
And being like, you're sad, mommy. Yeah. Like, no, like, let's be happy, you know, and like trying to, and she was feeling really guilty about that. And her advice was interesting because she was like, sometimes children just really want to understand why we are feeling, why we are expressing the emotion. Like, they really want to understand why we're feeling that.
Mm.
And she was like, imagine if your child was crying and you didn't know why they were crying. And because this parent in particular was saying like, oh, and I just tell them like, it's okay to cry. Like, you know, it's you don't have to try to make me feel better. She was like, imagine if like your child was upset and was crying and you were asking them like, what's wrong? What's wrong? Because we always do that to our kids, right? What's wrong?
Right.
How can I make it better? That's immediately where we jump to.
Right, yeah.
And she was going, if our child answered us and said, it's okay to cry. It's fine. I'm just sad. It's okay to cry. You would still, as a parent, be in distress and be like, what's going on?
Right.
So that was really interesting to me where she was like, I think she said basically like start with like, you don't have to get into a big adult conversations if it's, but like explaining in simple terms, like why you're crying to your child.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
oftentimes that's all they want to know is like what's going on. And then they feel put at peace when they just like know why it is you're feeling the way you're feeling.
Totally. No, that's super interesting. And I definitely think that it's important to like let your child cry. Like recently I was feeling super anxious about something and I started crying and Ember was there and she was like, are you okay? Like, why are you crying? And so I just tried to explain it to her and I'm like, you know, obviously without going into detail, but you know, this is kind of what's happening and I feel sad and I feel anxious and this is kind of just what it looks like sometimes when I feel sad and anxious and I'm going to be okay, but this is how I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
And I love you and you know, mommy, I'm trying to like let her know, like, don't all put this on yourself.
Yeah.
But I also did want her to see that where then I was like, okay, I need to edit myself. Is what it has to do with if I'm crying because something that she was doing is frustrating me. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think it's important for, again, you know, people to understand that like actions can hurt people.
Yeah.
But in these cases, it was like especially over the past, like, you know, 6 months when my bipolar has been really intense. So like, I feel like
maybe it's not just about what
exactly.
Just
and I'm always a little bit here. Like the tears are always a little bit here. So then all of a sudden when Ember, there's something that she's doing, I'm frustrated. I'm not frustrated at her. I'm frustrated that I can't figure out the best way to parent her to try to explain why these things should shift. And so then the tears are flowing because I'm frustrated at myself.
Yeah.
And then, you know, so then trying to figure out like, okay, I can't put that on her. That's not okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Parenting is hard.
Do you ever say that to her? Do you ever say like, I'm mad at myself?
Yeah, I did one time.
What did she say?
She got really upset.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And so she got really upset and was super like, I don't want to cry. She got really upset and was like, mommy, like, you're such a good mom. And then was like encouraging me. And it was so sweet. But I'm like, that's not her responsibility. Mm-hmm. And so then again, I'm like going back to the parenting books. Like, here's the truth of the matter. Like, every day I love being a mom. But every day I'm like, holy shit, this is so hard. I'm trying to do my best. I have no idea what I'm doing. I know for a fact that I'm doing things that I'm sure are not good as a parent, and I'm going to always try to do my best. And then again, I've said this before in the podcast, but then recognize one day that my daughter will look at me and be like, when you did this in the past, it affected me these ways negatively. And then to be like, fully acknowledge like, yes, and I am so sorry.
I think that's all that matters.
You know what I mean? Versus it being like, you know, coming
defensive.
From, yeah. Or you're like, well, you were, it's like, no. Like I need to recognize daily that as I try my best. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
But know that, yeah, I'm going to do things that are going to affect her in the future. And I want
Oh, dude, everyone's flailing.
Yeah.
No one. Oh, every single day I'm like, oh, I should not have. Fuck. I wish I didn't react to that the way that I just did. Oh, my God. I really wish that I could just rewind time 2 minutes and have not responded in that way or had paid attention instead of being on my phone during that moment where they did this.
Yeah.
Or I wish that I had slowed down and listened to what they were telling me that they needed in one way or another. I mean,
and then I'm like, I always then deal with, oh my God, am I hovering too much? And then not letting her be independent. It's always every day. I'm just like, what am I doing this? Okay.
Look,
I don't know.
And we're all going to fuck them up.
Yeah.
And in one way or another. And I don't, that's why I'm also trying to have more grace for my parents too, because I'm like, everyone's like coming from the best that they can with the resources that they and tools that they have. And everyone's operating usually out of, what's so funny is that so often we project onto our kids our fears of stemming from what someone did to us. And usually that's not really the thing that our kid even needs help with. And we're so busy projecting onto them what we don't want to repeat and completely neglecting the part of them that needs special care that has absolutely nothing to do with our childhood trauma. But it is what it is. And like you said, I think that's the best thing is that you can go back and be like, well, I'm sorry. And you and Ember are going to be besties for life because of that. That's all that matters.
You're right. It's true. So I think the point is fake cry as much as possible.
Manipulate, gaslight, girl boss, parent, girl mom, boss mom, boss mom.
Hashtag boss mom. Oh my God. Well, speaking of a boss mom.
Sure, we got a mom of five.
Of five who has an amazing podcast.
What a segue.
What a segue. Sorry, Kate. What a segue. I'm so sorry. But we have from Reality Life with Kate Casey.
Yes, we do.
Kate is with us to talk all things pop culture that are in the news. You want to get into it?
Let's do it.
Let's dive in, baby. And we are here with Kate Casey of Reality Life fame.
Do you feel like you, do you talk a lot about pop culture too, or just more like reality stuff?
Oh, no, I definitely do. Yeah.
Even, you like to talk about everyone.
Even before I had a podcast, I had like a Facebook group where I would talk about pop culture, and even that predated that, where I was like the weirdo kid that would just devour tabloid magazines. Like, I would go when I moved to LA, I would go and I'd buy a stack of magazines, and just like, that was bliss. Like, just get something to eat just sit and like go through magazines. I think it's because I've always been fascinated by people. Like, when I was a kid, you're gonna be like, what's up, weirdo? I used to go and look through my mom's yearbook and I would ask her questions about all the kids at school. Like, okay, what street did they live on? What were their parents' names? How many kids did they have? When you went back for the reunion, what were they like? Were they still married? Were they divorced? I am obsessed with people. I have a weird memory issue where I remember details about people.
Yeah.
So like everything somebody tells me, I remember, which is extraordinarily frustrating for me because people think I stalk them. And it's weird for other people because they think that like I believe them to be the most interesting person in the world. And for a period of time, I will, but I can't get that shit out of my head. So I can see somebody 10 years later and be like, okay, so did you get into Berkeley, and what did you end up thinking of the school, and who did you marry? Was it that guy that you were dating when you were a junior? And they're like, oh my God, you are so weird.
So maybe if you weren't doing this, maybe you'd be like a therapist, because maybe you'd just be so interested in what people were doing with their lives that you would just keep asking them questions about what they were doing.
I see why you would think that, but the problem is, and you know this by now, is that I am a direct person. So I would be the worst therapist because I go,
then you'd be like, no.
I'd be like, are you fucking kidding me? You're still with this weirdo? Like, what is wrong with you?
Life coach, right? The people that don't go through school to become therapists, and they become life coaches because then they can say whatever the fuck they want to their clients, right?
But life coaches often become cult leaders. So that's an issue.
Well,
oh, and that's
a documentary foray.
Oh, by the way, I just found out. You guys have to look this up. I just found out that there is a dance team of people like TikTok dancers that this one girl in particular, her parents believe she's now operating in a cult. And it's this company of that basically represents TikTok dancers, and it's a cult. And I was like, sign me up. Like, I need to know everything. And it's this Pentecostal church in LA. And now they've got a management company associated with them.
What?
It's called Seven Film. I just looked this up this morning because I did not take care of my kids on spring break. I was looking up this cult. And it's this adorable girl who does like dance routines on TikTok. And her parents are like, she's part of this cult.
How old is she?
I think she's probably like 23, 24. She's really adorable, like great dancer. And yeah, they, basically they have this whole management company and it's a bunch of TikTok dancers. This to me is like, that's my next documentary. I think I need to produce that.
I like that. Oh, I like that.
Anything involving TikTok too. I feel like as far as documentaries go, like production with like any sort of YouTube TikTok documentary, I feel like has only really been in the hands of the TikTokers.
Yes.
You know, like people in that circle, no one outside of it to like get that investigative journalistic eye on what's really going on with some of these houses.
Or you could become part of the circle. You could become a TikTok dancer and then infiltrate.
I think they would be like, she's obviously not one of us because I can't even do step aerobics. But I feel like over the course of the show of mine, I've interviewed so many people involved in cults that I feel I have some mastery of cults. And I also grew up with a stepfather who was batshit crazy and lied about being a military veteran. So I am used to talking to crazy people. So I could be somebody who could go in and sort of, you know, wander through the hallways of whatever building that they have. And I could definitely get some information, but I can't dance.
I like this.
I know. I feel like this is definitely the next move. So you were saying we just did your podcast and you were saying that you were involved in like communications and PR. Can you get into that?
So when I was in college, I studied political science. I was actually a White House intern when the Monica Lewinsky story broke. I then went on to work at a PR firm and I did crisis media litigation for global law firms and started my own firm when I was about 26 years old. So I represented global law firms and did a lot of crisis work. So people would come to me and go, I'm in this huge disaster, help me walk through it. And so that was my background before I did this. And when Becca, I was a guest on my show and she was pregnant, I would text her and I'd say, this is what I would say to people. Like it all kind of bleeds into the other areas, but I've always loved stories involving, I always loved comedy, sports, and news. And somehow I figured a way to kind of dip into a lot of those things, especially with the show.
Nice.
I'm just wondering, I'm like, when you're looking at all these like reality TV shows and pop culture, like with that background, are you just constantly like, why did you say that? Like just wanting to just go in and like help people figure out whatever situation they've screwed up or
sometimes mostly I'm just kind of observing and then like on occasion I'll scream at the TV, but usually it's like in a good riff after I observe it, I take it in and then I kind of, you know, give my opinion. I do have a lot of housewife friends that will, you know, kind of contact me offline and ask me for advice on how to handle situations.
You're an analyst.
Before reunions, a lot of housewives call me and ask me advice on how to, like, if you hear somebody on a reunion, a housewife reunion, say, well, you know, that really doesn't represent my value system. That's a Kate Caseyism.
Oh, nice.
Because they'll say like, I hate this person because she's a bitch and she did this and I would never do that. I went, so what I think you're really trying to tell me is they have a completely different value system. And they're like, yeah. And then I'll hear it at the reunion.
Yeah, nice. I like that. That's a good one.
I'm going to have my ears open now.
Okay, well, we want to talk about some pop culture things today. So I mined some headlines. Thank you to E! Online, TMZ, and Hollywood Life. Scum of the internet for providing these headlines. I was just going to say,
they're not your favorite people, but okay.
No. But that's where I got the headlines from. In another one, which we didn't send over to you. But the big one, I think, this week.
Okay.
The creme de la creme, I would say, is that Britney's pregnant.
Yeah. Britney Spears is pregnant.
Can we unpack that?
I like that she is so in her own life now that the announcement was very Britney-esque, where it's like this two paragraph long-winded post where she includes incredibly personal details, acknowledges that she's had hard pregnancies. And I just thought, I love that it wasn't some stupid, like over the top gender reveal ceremony with like a picture of an ultrasound. She did it her way.
Right.
It also, I love it because I think of someone who is under her conservatorship, had zero control of her fertility.
Yes.
Which bugged me to no end when I learned that. And so the idea of her being pregnant makes me happy because the fact that she can have her own child on in her own terms, on her own time, gives me enormous satisfaction.
Oh yeah. Like what you were saying with her announcement post, I felt the same way where I'm like, oh my God, I'm obsessed how Britney this is. It's like a cup of coffee and a flower. There's not this like perfectly coiffed photo shoot that her and her man did. Like, and I also love too, just off of what you were saying with obviously with the conservatorship that she didn't have control of her fertility, that she talked about in her caption where she was talking about, you know, her perinatal depression and how women weren't able to talk back when she was pregnant about that. And she felt like she was a bad parent. And now she's able to step into this and kind of say like, yeah, I might be struggling with these things. I might be having depression, whatever that looks like. I feel the freedom to express that now. And I'm sure now feeling so supported by everyone who has fought for her conservatorship to end that there must just be, I mean, I can't imagine the difference with this pregnancy even versus her first two.
Well, I think that's what precipitated a lot of the issues that she had was that she had undiagnosed postnatal depression. Yeah. And so I think actually her story has done quite a bit for making people understand how badly women need attention after a baby. They need to check in with friends, at their doctors. And I think they're, as horrible as the story has been, the conservatorship, that she's actually been a voice for so many women in so many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I think she was saying she had perinatal depression. So it's depression when you're pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but also I think she had postnatal depression as well. She just acknowledges that, I think, in her post. But I think that her inner circle has spoken about that.
Well, and then also too, with her first two pregnancies, like with then Kevin Federline, like at the height of her fame and paparazzi just following you everywhere. Like we were talking the other day on one of our episodes about like the idea of paparazzi and just how wild that is and being followed everywhere and having to have bodyguards. And when you're pregnant, we're all moms here. When you're pregnant, you're so, I mean, obviously we all experience different things, but I feel like one thing in general is that you're so protective of your being and the idea of just infiltration happening from outside people, put like, you know, the tabloids covering everything. And now to this, you know, I hope and pray for her that she's able to just to have the privacy that I'm sure that she will want through this. It's wild.
I'm also a baby pusher. Like I'm somebody who wants everybody else to be pregnant because I'd love being pregnant. So I'm just, my one friend is like, Jesus, like stop with pushing babies. But it's like, I can't help it. I'm like, well, you were saying, husband was like, people probably have marriage problems and you convince them to have another baby. I'm like, oh, that's really not my fault at that point.
You're like, but a baby.
But it's a baby.
What are your thoughts, B?
They're going to get me in trouble, but I'm concerned.
But that's realistic too. I mean, yeah.
Because, okay. Here's the thing. Everyone's been saying, oh my God, now it's her husband. Oh my God, he is so supportive of her getting out of her conservatorship. And I'm always like, yeah, duh. Who has something to gain from this person that no longer has a conservatorship and is going to marry this person? Who is to benefit from that?
But wouldn't we think that about anybody though?
Yes, however. Well, yes. But with this guy, I'm like, how old is he? 28. He was an IG model who met her on the set of a music video. Come on. This guy, I mean, and now he's got her, now they're married and now she's having his child. And I'm kind of like, all I'm going to say is that it's a great setup for him.
True. Yeah. Though I fear for him if he tries to pull anything, because clearly the Britney fandom will take this man down. And if he has any plans like that, I would be very nervous for him.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't need to have any plans though. I mean, he's already perfectly set in a quite comfortable life as it is attached to her.
I feel like in the end, and I think there are a lot of women on reality television that I do see this too, is that for some women, they just want a baby so badly that sometimes the guy is sort of irrelevant.
Superfluous.
I think that for her, the thing that she wanted so badly all those years was to to have the experience of having a baby again and do it the right way.
That's so fucking sad.
It's kind of immaterial, the guy.
Yeah, it's true. I wasn't even thinking though about how, you know, because of like the conservatorship and everything, how she didn't have custody of her children.
Yeah.
So now this is going to be a very like new experience for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think she, forgive me if I'm wrong, but I don't think that the custody had anything to do with the conservatorship, technically speaking.
Well, I think the conservatorship came after a series of events where she, mm-hmm. one time the helicopters had arrived, do you remember? Mm-hmm. And she had hid herself in a bathroom in her house because she wanted to spend time with her sons. And through the custody arrangement, she was supposed to hand them over.
Oh, that's and so fucking dark.
The whole story gets really dark and muddled. And I don't even know if we'll ever know the total truth, but
no, of course not.
There's so much. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to already presented where you're like, this is someone who was really screwed over as a parent. Mm-hmm. That yeah. opportunity was not really given to her. What it was when it was deserved.
Well, and mm-hmm. this is what I think. Mm-hmm. Also, it's like it's what's really kind of interesting and a little bit ironic to me is like. It obviously just wasn't only the conservatorship either. And what I think is the other side to it was also the rabid Britney fans. Like, that's why there was the paparazzi following her everywhere, mm-hmm. hunting her down, having to be involved in every single part of her life. That will drive someone, mm-hmm. that will create big mental issues with someone. And that's what I do think is a little bit ironic sometimes is this intense Britney fandom that is like, we're protecting her. But at the same time, it's like this rabid Britney fandom is also what has led her to the place that she is right now. It's not yep. just, it's not just her family. It's the situation with these millions of people that are obsessed with her and her every move.
Yeah.
So anyway, the whole thing's it's unfortunate. Situation.
Hopefully the Britney yeah. fandom has learned and will respect her privacy. I know.
Yeah, let's hope the internet is just a little bit more respectful of people's privacy and we're not trying to, you know, figure out every detail.
The one good thing though is that since the first experience with her children is that social media allows people to have their own curated channels. So
very true.
She can put out more of what she's comfortable putting out. And I think that it's cut off the power of the paparazzi and maybe it'll cut off some of the power of the people that so often violate her privacy.
Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I would imagine too, after the experiences that she's had, even though now because the conservatorship is over and she has the freedom to move about the way she wants to, I would imagine she will be extremely private and probably be
yeah.
staying home most of the time, having had the paparazzi experience that she has. And Lord knows the money that would go for a photo of pregnant Britney is just.
Well, yeah. And regardless of what the guy's motive is, her husband has been a consistent presence in mm-hmm. her life mm-hmm. from what we've seen on social media.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, so crazy. Crazy story, but I'm glad that she did it on her own in her own terms. I was surprised it was like, oh, turns out I'm pregnant. Like, she didn't even wait for the first trimester. She's just like, you know what? It is what it is. Here it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I love that it's just an image from this random photographer.
I love it so much. It's so good. I'm like, if I ever get pregnant again, I'm like, I'm not doing some big announcement. I'm going Britney and I'm using someone else's picture and just posting and being like, hey, just FYI. Okay, broads, one interruption here. It's pretty common knowledge that bras have a bad rap, okay? I mean, there's literally cliche after cliche talking about your bra coming off the second you walk in the house because they are that uncomfortable, which for something a lot of us wear every day, there has to be a solution other than just grin and bear it while I get poked by underwire all day. In the recent years, baby, it's been years I've started buying my bras exclusively from Third Love, and hallelujah, every bra is so comfy taking it off when I get home from a long day is the last thing on my mind.
That's because Third Love obsesses over the details in their products. Each piece is designed to hug better, hold stronger, and support longer. Their bands never dig into your skin. The straps are comfortable and supportive, and you'll never be poked by an underwire again. Third Love bras are truly the best. And if you ever get a bra that you don't love, you can return or exchange for free for up to 60 days. You can even tap into Third Love's team of fit stylists to help you figure out what didn't work and get you into something you love.
To get started, you'll take Third Love's online fitting room quiz. Even if you think you know what size bra you should be wearing, I 100% suggest taking the quiz anyway, because there's a good chance you're wrong. I know I was. In fact, 80% of women are currently wearing the wrong bra size. The fitting room quiz will help you get into the size you're meant to be wearing, and then let the shopping begin, starting with a whole range of products suggested to you based on your quiz results. We're obsessed with Third Love and are pretty positive you will be too. Take the quiz today and get started.
Feeling is believing. Give your boobs the 24/7 comfort and support they deserve. Upgrade your bra today and you will get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/chatty. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/chatty.
So when it's warm and sunny, and honestly, even when it's dark and cloudy and rainy, you would be hard-pressed to find me without a pair of sunglasses on, okay? They're just the perfect functional accessory that can finish off any look. And because I like to switch up my styles a lot, we can run into a problem, okay? Good quality sunglasses can cost a ridiculous amount of money, and sunglasses that don't cost a ridiculous amount of money are usually cheaply made and break after a few uses. But don't worry, we have a solution for all of us, sunglass lovers alike. Listen, Blenders Eyewear. It's the best.
Blenders makes the best sunglasses that aren't made of like super thin, cheap plastic, and they don't break the bank. So it's the best of both worlds. From San Diego, California, Blenders founder Chase Fisher started the company by selling stylish, sturdy glasses on the beach while doubling as a surf instructor, which is quite literally the most perfect origin story for a sunglass company.
It really is.
And now Blenders has grown into a team that includes multiple in-house designers. They're constantly churning out new styles, from orange polarized wraparounds to tortoise shell frames with colored lenses to classic black options. There are so many different styles to choose from and different styles to love.
Oh yes, and there are some really awesome products on the site aside from sunglasses, like snow collection, reading glasses, blue light glasses. I actually have the blue light glasses from Blenders, and I wear them when I work, and they've helped me so much with my eye sensitivity from looking at a screen all day long. I can't believe I ever worked without them, and they're so cute.
To score 15% off your Blenders purchase, visit blenderseyewear.com and enter promo code ChattyVIP. That's blenderseyewear.com, code ChattyVIP. You'll get 15% off. Blenders, rocked with pride worldwide.
Speaking of people who, with like Brittany and her hubby, who are now married, or excuse me, now engaged, are J-Lo and Ben.
There's a couple engagements I want to talk about. Yeah, well, J-Lo and Ben.
Do you know, I feel like I'm responsible for this engagement.
Tell me.
What? Tell us.
So if we're going to go back in time, about a year and change. So Southern Charm, are you familiar with that show?
Yes.
Okay. So at the reunion, Craig says to Madison, you know, it was in regards to Austin. He said, well, you know, you were breaking up, trying to break up a marriage, dating an ex MLB baseball player. And so that aired on a Thursday. And so I interviewed Danny Baird in between the airing of the first and the second showing of the reunion. And I asked her, God, you must have been like, what did you think of that when Craig said the ex MLB part? And she said, oh, I know it was crazy, but I kind of had known about it. And I threw spaghetti at the wall. I just said, well, what did you think? I mean, rumors that could have been like Alex Rodriguez, and she confirmed it. She said, well, I knew because, you know, she had talked about it on set. And I was like, so I was like, what? So I was like, okay. Oh my God. Oh my God. So then
I remember that when there was all that speculation going back and forth about who it was.
So the episode comes out Tuesday and I post it like 12 midnight. By 5 a.m., my phone is exploding because everybody was like, oh my God, it's a confirmation that it was that Madison was talking to A-Rod.
Oh my God.
So then I started getting calls they wanted me to pull the episode. My episode, I was like, fuck off. And then she finally confirmed it later in the day, but I joke, but I was serious. I was like, J-Lo snipers are going to take me out. So they ended up breaking up like a couple weeks later. Yeah. And then she got back with Ben Affleck, and I feel like she's found her happiness, and I deserve to be invited to that wedding.
Oh, 1000%. You're like, if I'm not giving a toast, yes. then.
Yeah.
What do you think about this whole getting back with the ex situation, getting engaged after?
I think that was her real, real true love. I think. And I think that for some reason, I see why she likes him more than he likes her, because I think for her, it's difficult to find somebody that matches her power position in the entertainment industry. Mm. And he's creative, but in a totally different way. I felt like Alex Rodriguez was like so insecure around her, where Ben Affleck has his own confidence, his own success, and that their creativity doesn't really overlap that much. It's in different spaces. So I think she was always in love with him. That guy, I'm a little bit more on the fence with. I feel like his addiction issues make me a little bit worrisome that in the end, it might not work out because she doesn't even drink. So I don't know how that's going to work out. But I mean, I think that she ultimately always was in love with him. So maybe this will be the last one. But 4 marriages. I mean, God bless her. And then my friend Steven.
Is that really the fourth?
That'll be the fourth. And Steven, my friend, is a wedding planner, and he was supposed to do the wedding to Alex Rodriguez. So he has her personal Pinterest page. So we would look at it time to time because it would have all of her wedding ideas. And then if she was going to change her haircut and her outfits, like we always knew ahead of time. We're like, oh, she's going to cut her hair.
You'd log in.
So I got to go back and look what the wedding. I'll probably find out what the wedding motif will be.
Who are her three husbands?
So she was married to Ohani Noah, who was a dancer that she met while I think she was filming Selena or something.
Okay.
So she married him, and then she married
Mark Anthony.
There was one other. I forget it right now. Mm. There was another guy. Fuck, I forget it right now. But anyway, yeah, it'll be fourth. But I'm sure it'll be over the top wedding. I like that she did the video again, because it's like they're controlling their own narrative. And so that ring of hers is green, which is, you know, he bought her that pink ring for the original engagement. And she said that green is like a powerful color for her. Got to be honest with you. I would not be enjoying that ring. I know it's huge. It's probably worth $8 million. But what do you guys think about that ring?
Hold on. I haven't seen it. I got to look it up now.
I mean, you know, I think of her very famous, Versace green dress. So like when I see the green, I do imagine J-Lo always in that Versace dress. So like it lines up for me. But if I had a ring that large, I probably wouldn't want it to be green.
No.
I'd be like, okay. I'll just go with a classic.
It looks like diamond. A St. Patrick's Day costume jewelry kind of thing.
Yeah, I would be where I would struggle when I'm J-Lo. And I am never not, you know, at an event or dressed up for something. I'm like, this doesn't match with everything. Okay. And that would bother me. Okay. That would bother me.
Here's my review. First of all, I believe that's a silver band. That's out for me immediately. Maybe it's not a silver band. Maybe it's got diamonds on it. This just screams to me like a man picked it out.
Oh, but for sure.
That's, you know, that's also the shape.
Ben Affleck was getting a little creative. He was really mixing it up.
When you guys were saying green, you know, I was picturing emerald green, not jade green. Mm-hmm. So this whole jade green scenario, it just kind of looks like costume jewelry.
I think so too.
Yep. You know, and he did a pink ring before.
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, we got to see the original. Find the original pink ring. Ooh, now I like what ring? Ooh, that. See, I like the A-Rod engagement ring. That's just a fat,
That was
rectangular rock.
Mm-hmm. That looks like J-Lo picked that ring out. That's what that looks like.
Well, and it's just a giant diamond. But yeah, now she didn't even get a diamond. Yeah, what? And he picked out a pink one before? See, this is just, he really thinks he's doing something.
I feel like
He really thinks he's doing something.
I feel like Ben Affleck is the guy that, you know, when you get your jewelry from your new boyfriend and it's, you know, a heart encrusted in diamonds and it's expensive, but you hate the way that it looks. And you're like, thank you so much, honey. I so appreciate it.
She's faking it. So you think she's faking it?
Yeah.
I think she absolutely adores him.
Green is a powerful color.
And I agree with you. Like, I think that this is probably her true love, and Hollywood and maybe addiction or whatever came in the way of it. But I think that she's probably really happy. But at the same time, too, it's J-Lo. If J-Lo didn't like the ring, I would imagine she'd be like, before I announce anything, we're getting a new ring.
Doubt it.
Do you think she called Leah Remini and she's like, listen, I love this guy, but for fuck's sake, this thing is so ugly. I can't wear it out.
It is like a lot.
They're just like on FaceTime and she's like, look at it, Leah. What am I supposed to say? It's huge, but I hate it.
I think she hates it and she's taking it to the grave. She hates it and she's taking it to the grave. She goes, I'm so in love with Ben. I'm so excited. And in her head, she's like, green? Like, why did you pick this?
Now,
she'll never admit it.
What are your thoughts on how it was announced, where she posted on her Instagram and she said, I have some big news and you're going to have to follow my private circle on the JLo.com to find out. And so she basically has like a Patreon on the JLo to find out about that she was engaged. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, everything she does, she makes a ton of money. So props to her.
True.
Oh my gosh.
I find that that's less perplexing than her selling skincare and saying that she never had Botox. That is more perplexing to me than having people pay to get the video and news of her engagement.
Does she say that? She said she's never gotten Botox.
Yeah. She's like, oh, here's the face cream I use. And she does like a whole video. And I'm like, you're like 49 years old with like not a line on your face. Who are we kidding?
Oh yeah. No, J-Lo beauty.
If you go back in time to like Selena days, like she has lines on her face, but now they've miraculously disappeared.
Well, that's because of J-Lo beauty. That's because of J-Lo beauty, Kate. It reverses aging.
This is why it's always good to have a friend who does aesthetic medicine, because you can text them and ask them, like, is this a bag of bullshit? And invariably they go, it sure is.
Yes. Oh, and especially once you get it, I get Botox. And once I started to get it, now I can very clearly tell. I'm like, oh, I know every I can see where you get it in your jaw or where you get it, like the lift. Mm-hmm. And I will tell you that I was once nose to nose, well, you know, a foot away from J-Lo. I was in a wardrobe situation where I was working with Mark Anthony and she was picking up the kids. And I was very close to J-Lo, drenched in sweat because it was an awkward ex encounter. And it was terrifying for me. There was some drama going on, I think. And so I was quaking opening the door to J-Lo. And I will tell you, it looks like, of course, there's been Botox. Who does it in Hollywood? But I mean, talk about skin. Like, if she was using J-Lo beauty, I'm like, my God, I'm buying it in bulk, because that woman is probably the most stunning person I've ever seen. Like, shocking.
So, by the way, it doesn't look like you have to pay to be on the Inner Circle. You just have to enter your email and then you will be blasted with probably J-Lo beauty emails for the rest of eternity.
Yep. And maybe even farmed it out to somebody else as part of a telemarketing scheme, which will probably show up a couple years from now in an indictment. Yeah, I don't like giving my emails to things, so I was not going to do that. But I certainly salute the reporters that were willing to do so we could see that weird looking ring.
Seriously.
Okay, so speaking of engagements, the other engagement I wanted to bring up is Avril Lavigne got engaged to Maude's son, who is... he just comes off as like the biggest clout chaser in Hollywood. And I also made out with him and anyway, that's all I'll say.
Oh my God, you were like technically with Avril.
Yeah, I was basically making out with Avril.
She feels like she'd be a terrible wife. I don't know. I feel like she's just real bratty.
Like, really?
She'll just like yell at you
is
and then
bratty?
Like kick you or something. Like just like, I don't know. Like she's just like a bratty, snotty kind of... she'll be bratty at 65.
It's not bratty. She's a punk. Okay. She's pop. Yeah, punk. Like,
I don't know. It's a little too much, but I'm fascinated that you made out with him.
Well,
yeah. When was this again?
I was at his house. It was about, I don't know, a long time ago, but he was... oh, he's really annoying and obnoxious. He's the kind of person who, like, you know those people who just, they do anything to be, like, because I'm different, you know,
yeah, like, well, that's like, real for you. Yeah. So they're perfect right. for each other.
So he was
yeah.
like, I'm going to jump onto like, we were, oh my God. Like when you're like walking down the street and he's like, I'm going to jump on top of this car and be like, because I'm so crazy. Oh, like yes. that kind of person.
Yeah.
And then being at his house where he's just like, like, I don't care. Like, you know, like he's trying to emulate, who's the one that was married? He's like trying to emulate like Tommy Lee, you know?
Got it. Okay.
It's
okay.
just like, I don't give a fuck, man. I'm just on a bender. Right.
But it's very cool. intentional. Yeah.
Have you, know, like, I don't care.
Have you ever watched that show on Netflix? It's called the something house. It's about the YouTubers that live in the house.
Yes. Oh gosh. Yes.
Fuck, I forget it. But anyway, the net it's is like that you watch house, it yeah. and you real hype house. You watch yeah. it and you realize they're all really bored. Boring people that they just like make 15 second videos and they act outrageous, but they're boring. I kind of figure that this guy is like similar. Like he's acting like he's in a YouTube video, but then he goes home right. and he stares at a wall.
Probably. Yeah. 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 Probably. He was dating, before Avril, he was dating Bella Thorne.
And then, Tana okay. Mojo for a little while after. Cause they were kind of, chaser. They were like in a throuple for a minute, I believe.
Right.
Bella oh, wow. and Tana. Cause
Bella was like dating Tana sort of. Yeah. And he's just too old for this too, in my opinion. He's like,
how old is he?
Well, I think he's right for Avril. I think they're about the same age.
Yeah, because Avril is older. She's just ageless looking.
Oh, actually, she's 37. He's 35. But see, but Tana and Bella are 23 and 24. Yeah. So when he was dating them, they're like probably 20, both 21 around that yeah. age. It's like, okay, grow up.
Did you see the articles about like Ryan Cabrera's wedding to Alexa Bliss?
I saw a picture of it, but I didn't see what was going down.
I was kind of obsessed with it because they got married and their whole thing was like, we're different. We don't want to have the regular wedding. So the wedding invitation was like, dress up like you're going to like a shit show, like it's rock and roll themed. And they were elated because like one person dressed up in a Pac-Man suit and then they gave out shots in the beginning of the wedding. Is that something that you guys would be interested in going to?
Sure, I'll go.
I mean, I'd like to go the Instagram. For the party of it, but like for my own personal wedding, absolutely not. I'm curious what your thought is about this whole what's been happening recently, which is kind of that like Ryan Cabrera wedding, this Maude son Avril Lavigne, MGK, Megan Ugh. Fox,
right.
Kravis thing where everyone's like, they're like my blood and lifeline. It's all really over the top.
It's very embarrassing.
I feel like the problem is that in order to get enough likes and comments, like that people don't scroll past your posts, that right. you have to be more over and over and over the top.
It's yeah.
To the point where it's like obnoxious. Like the new thing, I feel like you have to kiss somebody instead of kissing them. You just like, stick your tongue out and touch the right. bottom of your tongues. And I'm like, I mean, I get it. Like you want people to pay attention when they're scrolling right. through. But at the same time, I'm always thinking of like 5-5-5s. How will this affect you like 5 weeks, you know, 5 years from now? Like, are you going to look back and go, oh my God, I'm such an absolute idiot.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's very true.
By the way, I feel like he's definitely trying to get in on that crowd because Avril is touring with Machine Gun Kelly and Travis Barker.
Makes sense.
He's been, I will say though, he was friends with that whole crew beforehand.
But now he's got a lifelong in if he marries her.
Now
but
he's,
Travis Barker's probably what, 48 years old?
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just starting to get really jaded and disillusioned with some of these celebrity pairings because it does mm-hmm. seem like you said, it's about trying to grab attention on the internet
yeah.
and trying to be like the next couple goals thing.
You know what's going to be the next thing? It's going to be like, we're such a good pairing. We urinated in a pot together so we could just mix our urine and then we pour it over our heads and then we lick it up.
No, they're going to make like, no, the next thing is the future. They're going to be like, oh, we took some of my DNA and her DNA instead of just having a baby like a normal person, we decided to create like clones of each of us so that our love is immortal. And these clones will exist in this house where there will be a camera 24/7 yes. and you can stream it here on our channel for $4.99 a month.
And it'll be called Hyper House and it'll be run on like HBO that. Max.
I like that.
There
I like
you
that.
Go.
Or it can be like, you know, the clones have an OnlyFans. So you're not you're not actually watching Courtney and Travis have sex, but you are watching their clones do it 24/7 in this house.
Right. So you're like, I'm not going to show you my labia, but you can see my clone's labia.
Right. Basically the same thing. And then, of course, there will be the accessories that you can buy, like the fleshlights, or there's actually not, that's a whole new thing of posh.
A new business.
Right. What's her
Poosh.
Name?
Poosh.
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 Is that really the name of it?
Poosh. Poosh.
That sounds like a parody of her brand.
I know.
Poosh. Anyway, so that'll be a whole new section of Poosh where you can buy all of this fan paraphernalia for the clones in there.
You know what? Speaking of Poosh, which is close to Goop, there was a girl, Elise, that
really?
Was like
shocking.
The second in command to Gwyneth at Goop. And now Elise has come out and said that all of these cleanses are bad for your bodies. And I'm like,
shocking.
Wow, that was what you were talking about. Nonstop vagina candles and green smoothie, I don't know, flaxseed detox.
I kind of love how shameless she is. She's just here like peddling anything she possibly can.
It's wild.
She's never sold it either. That's kind of interesting, right?
Sold the actual brand itself.
Yeah, like she still has ownership of it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, she got like the Netflix deal.
Now, that is someone who I would love to be a fly on the wall in a day in the life of Gwyneth and really see behind the scenes like what the dynamic is.
I want to hear conversations between Gwyneth and her kids, because I think her daughter seems super funny. Like she makes fun of her all the time.
I feel like Gwyneth is probably pretty cool in real life. I do. I feel like she probably just doesn't give a fuck.
Well, I think that she's been around long enough that I love how snobby she can be to like,
right.
Like I'd love to see her around Hype House kids. You know what I mean? She's probably like, really? Losers? Get out of here. That would be my favorite. But her daughter gives her shit. She'll say, I think my mom has been on a fast the entire time that I've been alive. That I think is like when somebody puts their older parent in the place, and especially when the older parent is snobby. But I also really love her snobbiness. I enjoy it.
Her daughter just fully calling her out on all the bullshit.
Totally. Well,
this is what we talked about, Kate, and I'd like to know your opinion, but a couple months ago we were talking about celebrities and I was saying like the thing that I want about celebrities is kind of like what you were saying when we were on your show talking about Real Housewives of Orange County. I want them to be out of touch.
Totally.
I want them to be celebrities who are wealthier. For example, J-Lo and Ben Affleck, did you know that they are looking at homes that are, they were in escrow, but fell out of escrow. It was $55 million. And they've been touring other homes that are in the 60s or 70 millions. I like that.
Yes, because you want them. I want to imagine them in a sea of white, just a bed covered in white.
Right.
And that they have like a butler that comes in and that their kids all hate each other. His kids hate her kids. And that they don't really care because they live in a love bubble where they just walk around their house in white robes with heated floors and there's caviar at like beside them and rosé always available.
The kids,
they don't drink it. They just like the look of it.
They just like the way it looks. The kids have never even met each other because they're in different wings of the house.
They probably don't even know the other kids, like the names of their partner's children.
Yeah. I would prefer it to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. They're like the blonde one.
Yeah. I think that's why this whole new, like the Maude's son, Avril Lavigne, MGK, Megan Fox vibe, I don't like. I'm like, listen, you all love on each other the way you want to love on each other. I don't like it because it feels like
thirsty.
It feels like all the emo kids I grew up with, they're all now their main celebrities. And so I'm just like, these kids just seem like the kids I went to high school with. These were like my friends, the way that they're interacting with each other. These aren't like A-list celebrities who, you know, don't even look in each other's direction, but apparently are in love and married.
And there was a time where the Paltrows and the J-Los would never give an interview because they liked the illusion of like, I'm too cool. But now it's like, who do you want to talk to? Like I'll just do an Instagram live. I'll do a TikTok live. I'll do a dance routine with a TikTok star just to be
It's relevance
all the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
If I was an A-lister, I would never have a social. I would never have an Instagram. I would absolutely not.
That's the way to go.
I would do very few interviews. Mm-hmm. And it would just be like, you don't really know me. And I show up, you know, whether it be on stage or on the screen sometimes. And you get excited when I do one interview on like Jimmy Kimmel.
Well, wait, what if you became an A-lister right now, though?
I would delete all my social media. A thousand percent.
Yeah, because if I became an A-lister. Look at Madonna. Did you see the TikTok video Madonna did where you're like,
oh, no.
No, Madonna doesn't exist in a world where there's a TikTok. You need to go home to your house in England and just write songs by a window. Like, we should see you. You're too good for this. This is beneath you.
Yeah, no. Madonna, you are Madonna. Just don't be. No, the A-listers, I don't like them on social media. I want to have the illusion for forever.
Yeah. You know what's a good, by the way, a good music documentary?
Which one?
The Bee Gees.
Interesting.
That's a cool one because they were much more private than current contemporary bands. And they had so many mega hits and their lives were just really interesting.
Huh.
HBO,
I love a good Bee Gees doc. Okay.
Did you ever watch Love and Mercy about the Beach Boys guy?
No. I don't have an affinity for the Beach Boys, but if you tell me to watch it, I will.
So this is what's crazy. It's a dramatized like movie, but it's actually a true story where like the singer of, I don't know what his name is offhand.
Brian Wilson.
He was like a genius, but basically this manager, long story short, this manager took advantage of him and basically got him on like these moods. He basically, it was like the Britney situation where he had him on these crazy mood stabilizers that had him all just like whacked out all the time. And he was manipulating him and like keeping him hidden away and was like totally in control of everything about him. But then he meets this girl who works at a car dealership and they kind of like strike up a thing and she realizes that there's something weird going on and they start dating and she basically rescues him from this situation. And it's a true story. And they got married and they're still together.
Wow.
But she kind of like rescued him. It's pretty wild.
Wow.
Yeah. But that whole like predatory manager, like all that kind of thing is so crazy.
Mm-hmm. So scary. Yeah.
Or by the way, one last person that's had completely private life, Dolly Parton.
Yes. Right.
And we love Dolly.
There's been only one picture of Carl, her husband, in like the last 30 years. And he's dead sexy. But a lot of people didn't think he even existed because she never goes anywhere with him because earlier in their relationship, he said, I am not into this. I don't want any part of it. And she said, okay, fine. So they really managed to have a private life. It's very cool.
You should listen to the Dolly podcast documentary all about NPR put it out. It's really good. Okay. So other news, Kylie's baby still does. It seems like it still does not have a set in stone name.
Well, you know why? It's because they named him Wolf and then some Instagram influencer went bananas and said, you stole the name from me, which is absurd. No one has a trademark on a baby name. Yeah.
Someone said you stole.
I think she backed off and was like, okay, well now we don't think that name really matches them.
Well,
and I think that's why she's not saying it.
Well, it wasn't only that person either. Everyone, which I don't know why, everyone was saying that Wolf was such like a weird name. Like there was so much internet hoopla about like what a weird name it was. I feel like was nothing weird about
it. Like Stormy is not like that's like a strange, super common name. Stormy. Yeah.
Right, but Wolf, I feel like I know like three children named Wolf.
Yeah. I know.
I feel like there's a kid in my daughter's class named Wolf.
I know.
Probably.
No, but people were like saying there was a lot of internet hoopla about it. I don't really know why.
I think you name your baby and then you make no apologies for it. That's your baby's name and everybody else can fuck themselves. You had the baby. You gave birth to it. You're going to be responsible for it for the next 18 years. Yeah. No one has any say in your baby's name at all. Period.
But
end of sentence.
Granted, I know a couple influencers who like changed their baby's name like a few weeks in and they didn't get any backlash about the name. They just were like, I feel like we made the wrong choice for the baby. Yeah. Like they had picked it while they were pregnant and then they had the baby and they're like, this doesn't feel like it fits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I feel like it also could be that too, or just like it just straight up doesn't fit.
Yeah, I saw that she said that her and Travis both said this doesn't fit the baby. Like that's why they that's why they're saying that they changed the name. Mm-hmm. But also I saw that she has apparently been like really been struggling with postpartum depression and been having a really hard time, and that's why they've been a little quiet because she's been having a hard time. So then you wonder there too, where it's like, you know, if she's getting all this backlash on the internet and she's already feeling like this postpartum depression, that, you know, it makes sense to me why she then wouldn't want to share the name. It's like, you all know, I'm not going to tell anybody the name to get criticism right now.
A deluge of negative anything, because she's just trying to live in her own space. And I love, that's another one. I'm glad that she says that, because people like think she has this perfect life. So that's a really important message for her to put out.
Absolutely.
A lot of times I feel like celebrities go through that and you hear about it afterwards, and it's always their choice to share what they want.
Sure,
but
sure.
To have somebody living within it right now, I think that's pretty cool that she did that.
Absolutely. I do think it's interesting though. So the reason people are saying that they think the baby might still not have a name, or they're just being hyper careful about it, is that they were at whatever's family Easter party and they had the Easter baskets and they had Stormy and then it said Baby Webster.
Right. I saw that
so
picture.
So then they were like, oh, like, so then that's why people were like, maybe they, and that would be interesting if they still haven't decided on a name technically yet.
But I remember,
Bodie
Miller, the skier.
Yeah.
He didn't they didn't name their daughter for like a couple months too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. They really wanted to take their time.
We have the same midwife, actually.
Oh, you did? Did you ever see that ultrasound after they lost their daughter in the drowning incident? They had the ultrasound and you can see what looks like another baby in the ultrasound, like an angel.
It was so cool.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
And she had a pretty, I mean, they have 8 kids now? I think he had
some from a first.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Marriage or relationship, but I think they have 5 together. Yeah.
Wow. And I know she had twins too after, I think they had one after the loss of their daughter, and then I think they had twins again, and that was pretty cool. They had
Your daughter's name is Ruth, right?
Yes.
And then you had a boy?
Yeah, his name's Franklin. Well, we took like a week to name him. And then even after that, I kept like seeing names and stuff, street names. And I was like, I was questioning his name for a while. Now I think it fits him.
Isn't there a Franklin Street in LA?
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, and then yeah,
And then what is your daughter's name?
Her name's Ember.
Ember, E-M-B-E-R.
Mm-hmm.
Very pretty.
What are your kids' names?
My oldest is Amelia, but we call her Mia. My son is Jack Holden. My third is a little girl named Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S.
Cute.
And I have Sutton, S-U-T-T-O-N, and then I have Caroline.
Cute.
Those are cute names. Cute. Did you question them after anyone?
Mm-mm. No, I'm like really into names. So I really put a lot of thought into it beforehand.
Mm-hmm. What did your husband just go along with it? He's like, you take the reins on this one.
Pretty much. But then when Caroline, my last one, the middle name, he couldn't agree to something. And I have a bunch of friends in the delivery room with me. So I think there were like 11 friends with me and my husband and my last one. And so the baby was crowning out of my vagina. And I said, for fuck's sake, can we please like come like to the end? Like what the middle name is. And he's like, I don't know. I still think we should think about it. I was like, the baby's literally coming out of my vagina. I'm screaming there's a sign behind me that says pray for my vagina on the wall. And he was like, okay, I guess. So all the friends left because he wanted silence for the baby naming agreement. It was so dumb. So they left and he goes, I really would like to name the middle name Bella. And I was like, what? Like, I think whatever. I was like, fine, I don't care. Like my placenta is going to be on the floor in a minute. So we agreed to it. And then they all came in the room and then they were all there and then everybody cut the thing. But anyway, yeah, that was the only time where he was like waiting until the last minute. But otherwise.
So you always picked him before the baby was born.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. But I can imagine what that must feel like to have a baby, to look at the baby, to call the baby a name and then to think this doesn't fit.
Right.
And you've got all that pressure. They're like, dude, get the paperwork done. Get the before you leave the hospital. So you're like, okay.
Like Jennifer, my friend who's on Housewives, she has 3 kids and they all go by their middle names. But
I'm like, where did
you come up with this? Like, so their daughter, Cece, her name is Vera Pajmina. I'm like, I said like a Pajmina, like a sweater. Yeah. And Ryan said, oh, I just like kind of heard it somewhere. And I thought it would be a fun name, Pajmina. I'm like, Vera Pajmina, but they call her Cece. And I'm like, what? I said, what? So Cece named herself. I said, go and change her name to Cece. That's the name she wants.
Even if she's chosen that name.
Every who time the hell is Vera Pashmia? It's not even her.
Or her kids go to our school, and every time the teacher's always like, is Vera Pashmia here? And she's like, no, for love of call me Cece. I mean, that's crazy.
You know, there's whole families that do that where they call the children by the middle name. What's the fucking point?
You're going to
call them by the middle name. Why don't you make the middle name the first name?
I know.
Yeah, what is that?
The only time that I get it is if it's like a family name where like, okay, we want to continue on and make like thirds or fourths of whatever. And then they go by the middle name. But when it's just a random name, then just.
Well, true story. I went to school with a girl named, and this is the honest to God truth. Her name was Magic Rain and Moon Martinique Nelson D'Arenzio. And her brother's name was Joe. Why?
Oh my God.
Magic, Rain and Moon, Martinique, Nelson, D'Arenzio, and Joe.
That's going to give you a complex if you're that, if you're Joe Schmo.
I'm like, she was practically, give her the ecstasy now. I mean, come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot. I remember my mom growing up told me that she went to school with a girl named, her first name was Splenda and her last name was Splendoria. So her name was Splenda Splendoria and the brother's name was Splendid Splendoria.
Stop it. Do they own the Splendid aspartame company?
I was like, they better own it. That's the only reason that you would do that to your children, where you have a name that sounds so much. I guess Ember Ambrose. I always think about that now. After
true, actually, with Ember, my last Ambrose.
Name Ambrose, I didn't even realize when I was naming her. I was like, Ember Ambrose sounds like the same thing together.
Ember Ambrose,
but
Ember
Splenda Ambrose. Splendoria is feels
Splenda
intentional.
Splendoria. I knew somebody named Rebecca Falecka.
I went to college with Stephanie Dorco. That's a good one too. And my friend like Morris Rebecca swears Falecka. She went to school with these twins named Lamangelo and Orangelo, which
that's
lemon and orange jello. But I was like, I feel like I've heard that before.
That's an urban legend because I've heard that one too.
Yeah. Really?
Orangelo and Lamangelo. Yes. Okay. What last one I want to talk about. Did you guys know that Billy Ray Cyrus and Tish have already filed for divorce twice, and this is now the third time they're filing for divorce?
Wow. Well, at least they gave it a good go a couple of times. She's gorgeous. I know. I can't wait to see who she dates. I feel like he is going to be on like Tinder in a hot minute with that long flowing hair and just like live his best life.
Oh, for sure. I didn't even know that they were still together because I remember when they filed the first time in like 2010 or something like that. And I never knew that they didn't get divorced. I thought that they'd been divorced this entire time.
No, they got back together. And then I think they filed again in like 2013 or 2017. And then they got back together. Hmm. And then they just,
you know what we should close out with? Let's pretend we know what they write in their profile for their dating apps that they might join.
I like that a lot.
Oh, I like this. Okay.
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 Billy Ray Cyrus is going to lead with like, he's going to try to be like relevant for the younger crowd. So he's going to be like, you might have heard me on Lil Nas X's Old Town Road.
Okay. I like it.
You know, like that. Because, yeah. Or like, or he's going to have someone help him come up with it. And he's going to do something quippy, like with Hannah Montana. What was his name on that?
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I never watched Robbie, it.
Robbie Ray was his name on Hannah Montana. In fact,
AKA Robbie Ray. That could be his profile.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Because then, yeah, you're definitely connecting with the younger. I was looking up the lyrics for I Want My Mullet Back. I was like, oh, maybe there's something in there.
Okay.
But my daughter, who is six, like I was saying, she watched a few episodes of Hannah Montana and has an affinity for Billy Ray, AKA Robbie Ray. Wow. I don't know what's going on, but she's just has the just hard eyes for days. I'm like, so he's got the youth.
He's such a terrible actor in that too.
Yeah, I would agree with you. Yeah. But I think you're right. He is going to use that to get the younger girls interested.
AKA Robbie Way. He's like, you watched Hannah Montana when you were 11 and now you're 24.
So we should hook up. And then I feel like she's a big pothead. Like she talks a lot about pot.
Tish?
So that would definitely be in her profile.
I like that. 420 friendly.
Yeah. Just a bunch
something like that. Yeah.
Weed leaves. Miley's mom.
Right.
Miley's mom.
Yes.
Dude, I love that because it's such an affront to the other children too, to Noah and what's his name?
She's like the designer, right? Destiny or something?
No, the older one who was in what band was he
Metro
in?
Station.
Yeah, Metro Station.
Oh.
shake it.
It was the boy, Cyrus. I forget what his name was.
Who knows?
But, oh, wow.
Yeah, but I feel like, oh, yeah, no, they've got four kids. They've got Noah. Yeah, you were saying
Destiny? Is that one of them?
Yeah, I think one of them, yeah. No. Her real name's Destiny. I just lied. And then she changed it to Miley. There you go. And this is all full, it's all full circle because they gave her the name Destiny and they were like, why did we name her that?
Well, then there's the older daughter who hangs out with all the bachelor people.
Brandy.
Yeah. Why does she hang out with the bachelor people?
I really don't know.
Hang out with them? Because I think that they all love to be around one another. Is that because you live a real life and you like to have real friends?
Well, no, I always just felt like a little bit. I think it was stemming from getting pregnant shortly after the show. I think I felt like such an outsider, you know,
they all wanted to be pregnant. They wanted to be you.
I suppose so. Maybe. Definitely. It wasn't exactly the most ideal situation, but it is now.
I mean, it doesn't matter how old you are when you do get pregnant. I don't care what anybody says. There is a little moment. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how many kids you already have where you're like, holy shit, can I do this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Totally.
Yeah.
It's absolutely awesome. But yeah. So I don't know. I always felt like a little bit. I was like, a little bit of imposter syndrome, maybe.
Do they ever reach out to you and they go, why don't we just do a collab? Because the people of Bachelor Nation will lose their minds.
No one reaches out to me.
That's surprising.
I wish they would. I would collab with anyone who reaches out to me.
Like, what if it was the guy that was just the Bachelor, Clayton? Because remember,
that's
some girl recently said she totally hooked up with him and he had to put on the geo tracker like I was in another part of the country.
Okay.
And then the girl was like, oh, my bad. That was somebody else.
Yeah. So I want to break this shit down. No. Okay. But okay. But here's the thing. I want to break this down because if anybody doesn't know,
I'm not up to date.
There was a girl named Sasha who went on TikTok who was like, I don't really know anything about The Bachelor, but I was at this bar and I started talking to this guy and I went home with him and he told me he was Clayton and I hadn't seen the season and I went home with him. We hooked up. And then when I went back, I looked him up and he's like engaged or with a girl. So yikes, like, you know, hate to be the bearer of bad news here. But and then she said before she posted the TikTok that she had reached out to Susie, Clayton's girlfriend, with evidence to let her know ahead of time. So Susie stayed quiet for a hot minute. And then Clayton, like you said, went on Instagram and was like, okay, everybody, I think he was with Nate. He was like, I've been with Nate this whole time. Here's my geo tracker. I've been in Arizona. This girl's in New York. Like, these are my timestamps. Like, it's not possible. And this girl, Sasha, was holding to it. Like, she was getting blasted by Bachelor Nation. You know how Bachelor Nation is. Destroyed by Bachelor Nation. Susie had at this point come out and showed evidence to when like Clayton was on the phone with her and where his location was. And she had that all too. But this girl would not. She was like, no, it was Clayton. She's like, in fact, I'm going to get screenshot. I'm going to get photo evidence leaving the bar. And she was able to get from the bar the evidence of her walking out with this guy. And so she went then on a reality live Steve, a reality Steve live thing, because she was like, I'm going to send this to reality Steve because all my friends say he's who I should send it to. And I'm going to confirm that this was Clayton. Well, apparently Steve saw it and he goes, this isn't Clayton. And so then she had to go on and be like, I'm so sorry. But I think for me, I'm like, don't go on TikTok and expose someone like this. Go ahead and slide into Susie's DMs and say, hey, just FYI, if you think this is what happened. But I believe wholeheartedly this girl thought she was with Clayton.
Was she drunk as a skunk? How do you think someone's a totally different person?
But imagine like there's no way. Everyone was like, she's a clout chaser. I'm like, well, sure, she's going on TikTok and posting this. So there's that element, which I don't agree with. But at the same time, I'm like, you're not going to then get all this kickback and then double down and be like, I'm going to get photo evidence to show all of you. Like, she believed, and this guy told her, I'm Clayton. Like, she went home with a guy who's a Clayton imposter going around New York being like, I'm Clayton from The Bachelor. You want to hook up?
Wait, so he said he was from The Bachelor.
Yes, yeah. he said he was Clayton.
He lied to her. Is this the craziest story?
It's so wild.
This guy's just straight up lying, saying he was the bachelor. I'm dead.
And from the back, like the photo, I mean, he looked Clayton-ish. Like, he definitely could pull off being, if you hadn't seen the show and you saw a quick photo of Clayton, you'd be like, oh, yeah, it's Clayton.
It's like my friend George Tate, whose brother looks like the lead singer of Van Halen. He goes out and he signs autographs. People don't know the difference. They're like, sure. I met the lead singer of Van Halen. Wasn't him.
Oh my God. It's so funny. I think we talked about it on the podcast before. My husband, when we were dating in high school, Dane Cook was really popular, and he had the same hair as Dane Cook.
Uh-huh,
and he looked totally at the time that. A ton like Dane Cook. And we would go to restaurants and movie theaters, and they would give us free food and free tickets because they're like, we love your work. And he just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah. I'm not mad at that. I'm not.
I'm like, hey, you know, if you want to think he's Dane, then, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
How bananas is that?
Great.
I'm never going to get over it. And I do have to say,
I'm glad it got straightened out, though, for Clayton and
his girlfriend. I do. Yeah, I feel girlfriend. Bad for them.
Well, they already have, you know, they already had such a dramatic ending. And then all of a sudden this is trending everywhere that he's a cheater.
Right. And that sucks because you go online and you see that and you're like, dude, that's. I didn't do, you know, that's so frustrating when you're just like that was not, and then you've got to convince people like that was not me.
Yeah.
Like that's upsetting.
I felt like Susie handled it so well. She was so low key and was like, this is basically what's going on. Like, she handled it super well. And then I saw Jason Tartick, like a TikTok posted of him that he was doing a live show like right after all this Clayton stuff happened. And he goes, I've had a situation before where there were three girls who were commenting on Caitlyn's on a photo of hers, telling her that I had made out with one of them at the club the night before and like relentlessly texting her about it. And and so then she calls Jason like, where were you? What's going on? And Jason's like, first of all, I was with such and such. Second, I would never do that in public. Like, I wouldn't do that in general, but in public. He's like, and then he ended up like 2 hours later receiving a Venmo request from like one of them for $300 to like remove it or something like that. So it was like a whole scheme to try to get money from them.
That's bizarre.
Wow. So wild.
The underbelly. Interesting.
The underbelly for sure.
Well, Kate, where can people find you and all of your musings on reality?
So I feel like we've just talked for 17 hours and I'm not complaining about it. You can listen to my show, Reality Life with Kate Casey, anywhere where you listen to podcasts. And you can find me on Instagram at Kate Casey CA. TikTok, it's Kate Casey. Lots of other places. Just look me up.
Fab.
Amazing.
Thanks.
Thank you so much
Thank
for joining
you guys.
Us.
I appreciate it. And then make sure everybody catches you on my show, Ripping Apart the Real Housewives of Orange County, which is hilarious.
We get into the Real Housewives of Orange
the
County.
Real Housewives
the real of side of Orange County.
Exactly. Okay. The underbelly.
The underbelly.
Chat soon, Brods.
Chat soon.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right now.